It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. Some buildings in New York City still burn the dirtiest power source allowed by law, number 4 fuel oil. It's a mix of diesel and the lowest quality crude oil. The resulting pollution produces greenhouse gases and worsens health conditions like asthma and heart disease. Landlords have just 4 years left to transition to natural gas or electric, but switching heat sources is expensive. WNYC's Rosemary Misdary and David Brand report.
For over a decade, the tenants in an apartment building on Jerome Avenue in the Bronx have endured the coldest winter months.
That's thanks to a 5,000-gallon tank of number 4 fuel oil in the basement.
It looks like a submarine, and that's what generates our fuel and our heat to keep the tenants warm and happy.
That's landlord Vinny Jonai. The tank powers a U-Haul-sized boiler that serves his 78-unit building. But it spews nearly 300 metric tons of carbon dioxide during an average winter. In terms of weight, that's like pumping 50 T-Rex dinosaurs into the air.
Landlords basically have two options, electric or natural gas. Jonai says his switch to gas has been bumpy and time-consuming.
Gas job is about 6 years. We're 6 years in. We had a halt because of the documentation on the boiler and burner installation. A lot of red tape.
Those kinds of headaches may soon become more common. This winter, the New York City Council and Mayor Eric Adams moved up the timetable for a ban on number 4 oil in residential buildings. Jonai's building is one of about 3,000 that must transition away from fuel oil by 2027.
Matthew Bremer is the president of the New York chapter of the American Institute of Architects. He cites other challenges.
When you're talking about replacing fuel furnaces, you know, and the like, is there's usually significant ancillary work to be performed around it. You might be redoing ductwork. You have to get a giant old oil tank out of a basement or a sub-cellar.
In New York City, that can mean shelling out a lot of money.
Whether it's a rental building with a landlord who very often it just is not interested in upgrading heating for obvious financial reasons, or for cooperatives, condos, it can be a hugely expensive proposition.
Jonai has already spent over $100,000 for his building's fuel conversion, funding it almost entirely on his own dime. He says the city does offer some assistance, but adds it's not nearly enough.
So what kind of support are you getting from the city to do this now that it's law that you have to switch?
Nothing at all. We get some little rebates and incentives. They give us $2,500 to $3,000.
Finances are part of the reason that buildings still burning fuel oil are concentrated in Upper Manhattan and the Bronx.
The residential profile of the communities tends to be where there are more people of color living and lower income people.
Then there are health consequences. Diana Hernandez is a professor at Columbia University's Mailman School of Public Health.
Air pollution has a lot of adverse health impacts, some of them around cardiovascular health, respiratory health, birth outcomes.
Air pollution is the fourth leading cause of preventable deaths worldwide. Daniel Carrion is a researcher at the Yale School of Public Health. He was the lead author in a 2018 study that found more than half of these buildings are north of 110th Street.
It still ended up being the case that some of the poorest parts of the city still haven't transitioned. And then if you live in a smaller home, then that means any air pollution that you have inside of your home, the concentrations get higher because, of course, it's a smaller space.
Burning fuel oil produces a long list of pollutants, including sulfur dioxide, nitrogen oxide, as well as toxic heavy metals like lead and nickel. But the most dangerous on the list is fine particulate matter.
Some of those particles can get deep down into our lungs, and then a subset of those particles can actually make it into our bloodstream. And they can get into systemic circulation and impact almost every single part of our body.
Fine particulate matter is also associated with childhood asthma. In high-density areas that are burning fuel oil, breathing in pollution can result in overall poorer health for a neighborhood.
Chronic exposure to air pollution can compromise your immune system. People who have chronically high air pollution exposures are also more likely to have chronic diseases, and those chronic diseases are what make them potentially more susceptible to adverse outcomes from COVID.
The pollutants not only sicken human health, they exacerbate global warming. Carbon dioxide and black carbon, also known as soot, are greenhouse gases.
Ridding New York City of number 4 fuel oil is part of the city's multi-phase plan to ban combustion in buildings. The next fuel to go will be natural gas. It will be prohibited for new buildings next year to meet the city's goal of zero emission energy by 2040.
I'm David Brand.
And I'm Rosemary Misdairy, WNYC News.